have come here to make it as clear as possible as to why I am endorsing Hillary Clinton.
Was that Bernie or Larry?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Exactly who it was, but I'm going to endorse this one over here.
Is that basically what he did, as opposed to I'm endorsing Hillary Clinton. Uh-huh.
This one over here, who I think I just hugged.
Right.
I'm not. Where is she?
Nothing awkward about that whole thing.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. No.
Totally on the same page.
But he did. He seemed like a doddering and old today. You know, for the first time. And I mean,
first time.
Actually, not the first time. It's about the millionth time for me. But you know, funny. It was like the oldest guy. This is just a year where everything is upside down, right? The oldest guy had the youngest voters.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who is the rich guy that has literally a gold commode in his bathroom,
mm-hmm,
is a guy who's the friend of the working man. Right?
Like, try to explain that stuff. Who could have predicted it?
Yeah. Hillary wants... Now, Michael Steele is joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton today, Michael, she basically just said... She abdicated the presidency to Donald Trump, as far as I'm concerned. She basically said, listen, I'm just going to play by all the Democratic rules, all I'm going to run to the left. Which is not what you do in the general election, right? She's got a $500 billion program to put people through college who may or may not want to be in college. What was she doing?
Yeah, no, I it's fascinating, and I appreciate your calling it what it was. A couple of things. Number one, this was the most unusual and non-endorsement I've heard in a while, in the sense that he basically talked about himself. He talked about his agenda. He laid out his agenda. He pushed Hillary Clinton further to the left on his agenda. So it wasn't so much, it was like, oh, yes, Hillary agrees with me and what I decide and what I want to do. And I thought that was fascinating. Then Hillary gets up there and she like doubles down on it. I go, yeah, you know, everybody, you want free? We got free for you. And I just think that at the end, the country's going to look at that and go, see, this is why we don't like you, because you cannot be authentic even in that moment where you can, you know, show yourself to be ready to do the hard lift. I mean, I just think it's just going to be an interesting challenge for Hillary Clinton for the rest of this campaign. Now, her upside is she's got Donald Trump. If Donald Trump keeps playing his cards the way he has up till now, which is letting go of opportunities to really box her in, then she'll skate by. But if he turns the way he's hoping to and the way he's talking about turning, this could be a very interesting race.
I'm interested to know, Michael, if you think that Hillary will get the majority of Bernie Sanders supporters. If you look at his Facebook page today, Bernie Sanders for President, people are just on a tirade against him. Like the first guy who chimes in, intelligent Bernie supporters will never support her because she stands for everything we're fighting against. They call him a traitor and you're selling us out to the same political lies, corruption, establishment. It literally, no one's saying, okay, you're right. We got to help defeat Trump and we're going to jump on board with Hillary.
Right. Well, those are the people, that's the hardcore. Those are the folks who are dye-in-the-wool Bernie Sanders supporters. But here's the rub. Even those who aren't as heavy into Bernie, I mean, they like Bernie, they support Bernie, but they're, you know, they're like, okay, I'm a Democrat too. It does leave a little bit of a sour taste in their mouth, because Bernie has so much talked about how, you know, this is going to be different. And he's so animated and moved them in a different direction. They were prepared to do that. And I don't think, again, Hillary Clinton doubling down on the words is not the same thing as her as the policy itself. And that's where people know. They know that she's not a progressive in the mold of a Bernie Sanders. They know that she's not with them on a $15 minimum wage, even though she says she is. She's done her own math and her own calculation to say, oh, I'm going to spend no more than 12. So there are these differences that I don't know how she reconciles. And if you've got Donald Trump pumping at her, boom, it's going to be an interesting, interesting race.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the chances are that a third party emerges here?
I think there'll be some tinkering around the edges of that. You're going to see the Green Party probably do better than they have. Certainly, the Libertarian Party with Bill Weld and Governor Johnson at the top of their ticket will do well. You know, but the polling right now is all over the place, Ro. You've got, our poll at MSNBC, or NBC Monkey poll, has Johnson at around 5%, 6%. That's down from where it was. So until they are able to really lock in who they are and what they're doing in the minds of the voter, those numbers are going to be all over the place for them. They won't settle and lock in. It's going to be hard to sort of get that kind of energy in place for a third party candidacy.
What about a third party not yet announced?
You got something? I don't know. I mean, you thinking about something? What?
I have some third party
not yet announced.
Yeah,
I'm
just asking a question. I can't ask a question. What? All of a sudden, I can ask. What are you, the CIA director? What the hell kind of question is that? What is that?
Pretty defensive.
Well, if it's not yet announced, it ain't going to do much, is it?
Well, we'll see.
We should talk about the VP selection too for Donald Trump. You know, the whole he's going to be in Indiana tomorrow with Pence.
He's in Indiana today. He's going right from here. After he's done with his secret, he's having a secret fundraiser, Michael, here with a guy who used to be the head of the Illinois Republican Party, essentially. Not that, but the chief fundraiser of the Illinois Republican Party, a guy named Ron Gidwitz, who was cosmetics and shampoo magnate, mm-hmm. right? Great guy.
Ran for political office
right?
himself.
Mm-hmm. But Ron's throwing a funder. Here, they say it's about $1 million, $100,000 if you want to get sit in a secret room and talk to him.
But it's at the Trump Tower.
Yeah. Well, we think they won't say exactly where it is.
The Tribune was reporting Trump Tower. You get to eat lunch with Donald Trump.
Yes, at the Trump Tower. Have the Cobb salad. It's the best, okay? Do you think it's going to be Mike Pence? I do.
Salad.
I'm going to tell you it's Mike Pence right now.
I can see that. I still lean more towards the Newt Gingrich type. Although I think Newt, at the end of the day, would probably be a better chief of staff for Donald Trump.
Because he knows where the bathrooms are?
Well, yeah, because he knows, he knows the plumbing. And mm-hmm. I think that that's going to be probably more important on a day-to-day basis. So it gives a little bit more credence to a Pence, although I still lean towards towards Newt because of that relationship that he has with Newt. And it just depends on how he values a vice presidential role overall. And whether he figures I can get more bang out of having Newt as my chief of staff versus, VP, or if he really values the role of a VP in helping him manage and run the government, then Newt, again, fits that bill pretty well. Pence is an attractive guy, but, he's come to the storyline a little bit later than most, particularly given where he was when everybody was focused on his state. And he left a bad taste in a lot of the Cruz supporters. So if he's the pick, there's going to be a little bit of noise about that. So I don't know how much noise Donald Trump really wants coming into and out of this convention on something like a VP pick.
Next week, we'll be sitting in the same room mm-hmm. as this man, Michael Steele. And next week, Michael Steele, I'll be telling you I was right, that it was Mike Pence, and that there will be an announcement about a third party.
Ooh. All right.
Are we placing any wagers?
I will take your announcement about the third party, and my only response is, so what?
Okay. I just want to be right about something, damn it, because I don't understand anything that's going on.
So you're saying a third party just for the sake of a third party, not a third party for the sake of this presidential?
No, for the sake of this presidential.
Oh, that doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because they're not going to be on the ballot. They've missed all the deadlines to be on the ballots across the country.
All but 44. All right. We'll talk about it next week.
Is it Ro-Con?
It's a Ro-Con party. I'm a
write-in candidate.
The Republicans. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Could work. Who knows?
If you're right for Pence, that's great. I mean, I'm glad that you're going to be right at least once.
All right. That's it. That's fighting words. All right. I heard that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll owe me an ice cream sandwich or some sort of crap. The sort of thing that Republicans bet each other.
Oreo cookies, I heard.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
They were debating that today or something, ad nauseum. Exactly. Will we serve them or not? Yeah. Are they a health food?
All right. Mm-hmm. Michael, we'll see you next week. Thank you very much, sir.
You got it, buddy. Take care now.
Bye. Bye, Michael.